You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan.
Pause that theme tune because we have an exciting announcement to make.
We sure do. Did somebody say cheerful earful?
Well, you did just now.
Oh, right. I thought I could hear someone else saying it. Sorry, my hearing's been suffering due to some of the products I've been testing recently.
Yes, well, less of that and more about the live show that we will be performing at the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival.
Did somebody say cheerful earful that time?
Yes, yes, I did just then.
That's good, although I think I was kind of reading your lips. But I heard it as well.
Yes, that's right. On Thursday, October the 6th, Max and Ivan and the Sound Deals production team, the masked guys that feed Max.
Absolutely.
Every now and again.
If I'm lucky, they'll be there.
We'll be at the Bedford Pub in Balham at 7 p.m. recording Sound Deals live. We cannot wait, so please do come on down and visit cheerfulearful.co.uk for all those details.
Did somebody say cheerful earful?
Okay, we're going to give you a little cup of rainwater.
Will that make my hearing better?
No.
Okay.
Part of Incel. Internet Selling Network.
Goodness me, it feels like an absolute age since I've been in this damp, damp warehouse.
And it feels like an absolute age since I haven't, which is nice. There's a bit of symmetry there in the way things are going.
Yeah. Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm great.
Great.
Having a wonderful time testing products and being tested by the process, which is, it's all part of self-improvement. It's all part of life's rich journey.
It really is. And, you know, it's just, I just find it amazing how much there is to do in life now that I'm not one of the people who has to test all of our products. I mean, obviously, has to. It was a joy. It was a pleasure. It was an honor.
It's a privilege
to be that person. And obviously, I do have the opportunity to test all of these products, should I wish to.
Of course.
But I'm just kind of experimenting with, you know, walking in the park.
Ooh.
Going out for a nice meal.
Right. Yeah,
speaking to buskers. Just like things that I didn't expect I had the opportunity to do.
Yeah. Whereas I get to, you know, experience walking in the warehouse.
Yes.
Foraging for food in the warehouse.
Of course.
And and busking. In the warehouse.
And who do you busk to?
Oh, three people I like to call me, myself, and I.
Yeah. And
I find that once you've been busking for 4 or 5 hours, you start to disassociate, and it's as though you're kind of watching yourself from above as you perform.
Right.
And then after another hour or so after that, you can then almost envision yourself stood in front of yourself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like maybe I walked in on a moment where you were deep in your busking experience, because
yep.
I think you were doing some quite extreme harmonies. But obviously I wasn't sure what you were harmonizing to, but perhaps you had a whole choir going on at one point.
I suspect so. By that point I'd fanned out to make a sort of male voice choir.
Yeah, you were doing you were just doing the bass notes, basically.
Right.
Yeah,
well, they're quite hypnotic. So if you can kind of really get that sort of resonance, sort
lovely
of thing.
Gorgeous.
After a few hours, it really, honestly, the day just goes.
Fantastic. And really quickly, foraging in the warehouse.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the climate is such that it's actually more conducive to the growth of things inside the warehouse.
Yeah, there are a lot of mushrooms, I can see.
Absolutely. Yes, there are. Which are good for you, which are bad for you? It's a little game that I like to play, and it's lucky that I like it because I need to play it.
Yeah.
But it's really, you know, for too long, it's been, you know, you don't even think about food. It's there, you eat it, you enjoy it. It's a given. For me, every day is an adventure. I get to experience the joy of eating something new.
Mm.
I get to experience the excitement of not knowing how it will react to my body.
Wow.
And then I get the payoff.
Wow. And all I get is the joy of eating something new by visiting a different restaurant every night.
Yeah, I suppose that's a way of handling things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's not what I would choose at this point in my life.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
How are things with you? How's the new domestic setup?
I'm just, you know, as I said, going to different restaurants every night. Mm-hmm. Mainly with my ex-wife's mum.
Oh, you're taking her to a different restaurant?
Well, I mean, she's actually taking me. It's quite nice.
Oh, okay, lovely. Because she's been obviously giving you your...
Money for my pocket. And she's retired, so she's got free time. Obviously, it's the evening anyway, so why not go out? But she has a pension.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And she's willing to...
Yeah, she worked in the army, so... So it's quite a good pension.
What was her job? Was she a soldier?
Yeah, but I can't really disclose much more about her job.
Do you know?
No, I'm trying to get it out of her, but she's a little bit secretive, a little bit coy about what she did in the army, but she's got a healthy pension, which means that we can go out every single night to a different restaurant.
So she sounds like she was fairly senior if she's got a pretty solid pension.
Yeah.
Does she still wear the uniform or?
Let's just say that a couple of times she's popped it on just to show me her medals.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
As you do.
Is that in the house or
in the bungalow? Yeah. In the bungalow. Yeah.
Right. But she doesn't wear them out to.
No, she's got a healthy pension, but she lives in a small, modest place.
Right. Yeah. Okay. She knows what she wants to spend her money on.
Yeah, and that's tourism.
Oh, tourism. What sort of tourist spots does she like to go to? When she's not eating out, where
she likes to go to war memorials.
Right. Well, I suppose she's got a sort of professional interest.
Yeah, so we hop on a train.
Right.
We've got a two together rail card, although she also has a...
She has a over 65s.
Yes.
Right. Does she have a freedom pass? Why is she...
She could travel for free.
But she chooses not to.
She's very patriotic.
She wants to fund the rail system. She wants to fund the national rail infrastructure within reason. So she gets a third off. She gets a third off the price of a ticket that she could otherwise have totally for free.
Yeah.
And I presume she's also buying your train ticket.
No, I'm buying that, but with money that she's given me.
Oh, with your money for your...
For my pocket,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
So we've been going around. We went to Leeds recently to a...
To a war memorial.
And then we went for a lovely... We went for a lovely meal in ZZ's. Which is a chain Italian restaurant.
Oh, but I'm familiar. I think they've got one in Farnham. And I'm sure they've got a lovely one in Leeds.
So yeah, it's been great. I've been having a great time. And I tell you what, I did not know there were so many war memorials around the UK.
Oh, wow. You just keep going from place to place.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of great to be able to check them all off a list.
Does she have a list?
She does. She does. And there is a list online as well. You can just go on Wikipedia and find it.
And just go through it.
In fact, that's her list. She just printed it off Wikipedia and we're going down alphabetically.
Alphabetically?
Yeah. So we're already on L.
Goodness
for
me.
Leeds.
Yes, of course. So you're kind of zigzagging all over the country then, I imagine.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, off to Manchester tomorrow.
Absolutely. Norwich after that?
That'll be coming up. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I mean, that sounds like a series of wonderful treats. And we have a series of wonderful treats in store for our many listeners.
We sure do, because we are here in the Sound Deals warehouse. Sound Deals, of course, is the world's first and only podcast shopping network. And we've got some deals for you today. So let's get into that first product.
WeStrip.
The WeStrip. Oh my God, We just had a great time with the WeStrip, didn't we, Max?
We did indeed. And there's a reason it's not called the iStrip. The WeStrip is a communal product, which meant, as a bit of a one-off, Ivan, you got to join me.
You know what? Did I miss testing every product for 30 whole days?
Don't answer. I can see it in your eyes.
The WeStrip was a product that I got involved with.
I mean, how could, you know, it takes two to tango and it takes at least two to WeStrip.
Absolutely. And we just want to say a massive thank you to Alice X, who sent the WeStrip in to sounddeals@maxandivan.com. And you too can send in a product and we will find it. We will build it. I don't know how it works, but we will make sure that that product makes it to the podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alice X. The WeStrip was
a treat. Not sure if X is her surname, or if she's just popping a kiss at the end of that email there.
Or maybe signing her name the old-fashioned way for people who couldn't write. Just making a mark on a piece of paper.
Well, Alice, you clearly can type a full email.
There are people out there.
but maybe the X is your signature.
Absolutely, and a wonderful, very understated, minimalist signature it is, if that's the case.
But Alice X brought to us the amazing WeStrip.
Yes, indeed. It is, it's a communal experience. And I think I speak for us all when I say that modern life just requires you to wear too many clothes.
Ugh.
Until now.
Yeah. Once you get the WeStrip involved,
your stresses leave you as quickly as your garments.
And it is quick, isn't it?
Yeah. It's rapid. No sooner has the anklet attached your ankle to that of your companions, in a kind of suction whirring moment, all your clothes are removed from your body.
Yeah. What I just it's akin to being in a giant vacuum cleaner and the clothes rip off.
Yeah.
And they do rip, by the way.
Well,
it's very powerful.
It depends on what you're wearing.
That's true. That is true.
Yes. I was unfortunately wearing some quite sort of thick clothing, a leather jacket. And a kind of boiler suit. So, which was, I've just been trying to stay warm.
Of course, it is cold in this damp, damp warehouse.
But the kind of the vacuum power of the Wii Strip is considerable.
Yeah.
And the gear will come off you one way or another.
Interesting that it isn't a solo thing. It is for couples.
Yes, absolutely. And it is, yeah, it's backed by the British Naturist Movement, who feel that it is a misunderstood, way of life. And the easiest way for it to be understood is for you to experience it with someone else.
It's absolutely
not in isolation.
We just want to reiterate, it's not a sex thing.
It's no, that is the slogan. It's not a sex thing. It's natural. It's perfectly natural, which is why I say it's a minimum of two people. The Wii Strip, it doesn't work alone, but it works with another person. And then at that point, you can kind of upgrade and sort of plug in to as many other Wii Strips as you like. It's not a sex thing. You'll just be joined ankle to ankle with like-minded and like-garmented individuals. You'll have freedom, not of movement particularly,
you'll be locked in,
but you can squat as much as you like. You can sit down, you can lay down, and if you're all very, very aligned, you can do handstands.
Now, obviously, it was a joy to experience the Wii Strip with you. I didn't have to do it for 30 whole days. It was just at the end of one of our recording sessions. I quickly experienced it. Sorry, but I set it off with you.
Yes.
Then the production team kindly hooked me from the ankle straps.
That they did.
Then they gave me some new clothes. Where do the clothes go, Max?
It's hard to say because I've not, as you'll note, I haven't found the original outfit that I was wearing. So I've had to cobble together something new.
And then I went off about my daily business.
Yes.
And then what happened to you then, Max?
Well, it's quite a funny story, actually. Not what I was expecting. Basically, as mentioned, and this isn't specifically cited in the manual, but it is for two people.
Yes.
In the unlikely event that one person leaves, the Wii Strip doesn't like it so much. It starts to, the anklet starts to, it turns out there are sharp kind of prongs within it.
Right.
A little like the Silice chain that members of Opus Dei, the secretive Catholic sect, have kind of drilling into their thigh. This is a little further down. But yeah, that starts to make itself known.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit, there's a little bit of a flashing light and there's an alarm. And basically it's simply a case of the alarm gradually getting louder. The kind of the prongs gradually digging in more.
Until you find
another human, or as I discovered, just something which is able to kind of, you know, serve the role of that.
And I see that the thing that served the role of that was your two hands.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah. I mean, you can see that from the kind of what I refer to as the visual memories of that time.
Mm.
I spent a very, very fun day or so with both hands in, serving as an ankle.
Yes.
I think you know.
Bent over, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it has
bent over. Strapped both ankles and wrists together.
Yeah. It was actually just my left ankle, the one that had been strapped to you.
Okay.
With both my hands. I tried one hand and it wasn't sort of close enough to a human leg and foot.
Right.
But with two, it was. However, I did have I had in a little moment of luxury, I did have my right foot to myself. Okay. I could do what I wanted with that.
And of course, you were completely nude.
Well, I mean, that's just standard. That's part of the Wii Strip experience. But it meant that it was quite empowering, really. I could I developed a shuffling walking method quite soon.
Oh, so you can move when you are wearing the.
Of course, you can. Yeah, absolutely. The movement is, you know, it's a little.
Sorry, I got strapped in, whoosh, the clothes went off, and then I said, you know what, this is enough for me, actually, guys. And yeah. Then the Sound Deals production team, they unhooked me and,
for sure.
and they let me go.
No, it's an overwhelming experience at the start, and it can be a little difficult to find your feet, literally, or your other people's feet, depending on how many people you're kind of connected to.
And it really isn't a sex thing, even though you are maybe finding other people's feet.
Well, you're finding other people's feet because you might want to walk somewhere. That's fine. Naturists like to walk too. In fact, they love it. But they just, you know, using the Wii Strip, they just do it in a nice long line. Or any other shape that you might have decided to become an inward-facing circle.
Oh.
There are all sorts of ways to connect, apparently.
What are the other ways?
Well, I mean, you can make all kinds of shapes. You could become a sort of a hexagon. You could become a kind of sort of lattice-shaped, sort of almost like a human noughts and crosses situation if you happen to have the right number of people.
Oh, of course, because you can hook more than two.
Of course, it's just a case of couples hooking ankle to ankle with other couples. And it's not even couples, it's pairs, you know. It's simply you and a pal.
Or thruples.
Absolutely, yeah. Thruples, quintuples, quadruples. It is sextuples, but it's not a sex thing.
Yes.
And slightly unusually for products here at the Sound Deals warehouse, the company have allowed me to keep this.
Wow.
So, yeah. So as a result, it was very nice of them. What they didn't realize was that as a result, obviously none of my gear hath been returned to me. But that's fine because, you know, lots of people are getting in touch. Lots of fellow users of this device, the Wii Strip, have been getting in contact. There's a little messaging bar near the ankle.
I did wonder about that little bar.
Yeah.
So it's kind of akin to a pager.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it is based on pager technology. And you phone, page, it wasn't cheap to page, but it was worth it. And there are lots and lots of gentlemen messaging me on the pager. And they obviously deem it worth hanging out with me, which is really lovely. I'm sure we'll have loads in common. Want to go ankle to ankle, wink, 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 emoji. Can't wait to link. Wii Strip equals you and me strip. That's just a smiley emoji, but with a tongue out and a kind of... I suppose it's a sort of drool kind of thing.
Sure. Well, this sounds like a wonderful product that everyone should purchase and really feel part of a community.
Yeah, I would say fun for all the family, but I don't actually feel... I don't know why. I'm not going to say that, but I do think... I would be delighted if you listeners are interested in acquiring a Wii Strip, and I think you should, then I look forward to linking up some point and taking in Mother Nature the way she was meant to be enjoyed.
The Wii Strip. It's not a sex thing, but sometimes it is.
What, really?
Clampy.
Clampy.
Oh, Clampy.
Clampy. It's so much fun to say.
Fun to say and exhilarating to use.
Such a cute product, isn't it, Clampy?
It's a cute name. It's a cute name. Yes. Clampy, a very, very special product. Ivan, you'll note I've not moved in some time.
No, you're really staying in place.
I am, and that is, well, I was about to say it's not a choice. It is a choice in a way, because I chose to use Clampy, and I have not a single regret. Clampy, and I mean, look, we all move far too fast in today's modern,
tell me about
you know, it's everything's going at 1,000 miles an hour. You've constantly got to be here. You've got to be there. Clampy advocates the power of stillness,
which I just love. I mean, you see nowadays phones which aren't smart. They're black and white. They reduce the amount of screen time that you have. And they are really flying off the shelves because people want to go back in time a bit.
Yeah.
And Clampy is offering you less just real time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It goes back in time before, you know, before people could really move around, I suppose. It allows you to it allows you to really focus on you.
Yeah.
And live the life of it allows you to live the exact life that you want to lead, particularly and perhaps only if that life is that of a sort of reclusive hermit. It's advocating a return to hermit style living. There are very few hermits active in the world at the moment, and Clampy aims to, you know, radically change that. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, you've come to visit me and record this episode of Sound Deals.
Yes, thank you.
But you'll note that there is absolutely no way of me moving from my spot.
Yeah. And let's just quickly talk about how Clampy works, because it is intriguing.
Yes, indeed. It is very simply. It's a suction based device on the bottom.
Yes.
So it is a sort of plunger type situation that
on the bottom of Clampy.
Oh yeah, on the bottom of Clampy.
Sure.
That attaches it to the floor with irrevocably vacuum sealed, so it's very difficult to get it off. And then it is a genital clamp, which. Which keeps you in place.
Because I was wondering where Clampy went to. I could see you're wearing a kilt right now.
Yes, and you'll note that I've been wearing this kilt for the last 30 days.
And is the kilt part of the product? Or is that just choice?
The kilt I actually fashioned myself. I realized that it was probably the most practical way of me living my new lifestyle.
So do you have male and female clampies?
It's unisex.
How wonderful.
By which I mean you're really encouraged to just sort of bear down upon it. You bear down upon the central device.
Sure.
And once you've made contact, you then take the handle and you turn it a couple of times.
You crank it.
Yeah, you crank it. And one thing that they don't tell you, but you do learn, is that you cannot uncrank. So my advice is crank to maybe just before the level of firmness that you think you require.
Yeah.
Because yes. That which is cranked cannot be uncranked, I've discovered. But once you've done that, you are firmly in place and you get to live your new life.
And just very quickly, for those who maybe have a job or for those who want to go to the toilet or, you know, go to the kitchen, just go anywhere. What does one do? Does one use the Clampy for a certain amount of time and then de-crank, but you can't de-crank?
Now, listen, again, you see, what's happening here is that you are kind of creating problems, creating
right.
worries, creating anxiety, creating neuroses.
Yes.
And all of that is very counter to the notions of kind of stoicism and the ascetic nature of of the clampy lifestyle. Mm. You become monastic, and all of those problems that you mentioned, they really do start to vanish. It allows you to cut through the chaff, cut through the white noise of modern life. But I'll grant you, there are some questions to be asked. And in terms of work, mm-hmm. I found it was a worry, but I found that I was absolutely fine. Sorry, fined. I was fined every day because I haven't been able to make my deliveries. And the fines are mounting. And I haven't been thinking about them because I've been focused on the experience of being clamped.
And you were clamped for 30 days straight through, were you?
Yeah, and I'm yet to
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you're still,
yes,
still very much clamped.
Yeah. The product is new to market, so they have got.
Did you say new to market?
I inadvertently did, but that's a Freudian slip. And be careful not to slip is another piece of advice that I can share with you. But yeah, it's new.
Oh, yeah, I've just seen on the side of the package it says, whilst the clampy grips, please don't slip.
Yes, indeed. And I can confirm that is a wise piece of advice. But yes, I've been in it for 30 days. You know, often that's, you know, longer than a product would be a recommended usage mm-hmm. for. With Clampy, it's just the beginning. It's your new it's your new lifestyle. The users of Clampy suggest that, you know, once you're in, you're in, and you become part of a wonderful community of people who will never meet because they're all, you know, they're out there focusing, being present. Mindfulness is something that is preached, but few people truly practice it. I have never been more aware of my immediate surroundings than from the moment the clamp adhered to me.
And
I'm very grateful for that.
Do you find yourself maybe yes. online a bit more?
Well, I'd love to. And that would have been a great way to pass the time. I inadvertently clamped myself in this corner of the warehouse where there's very little signal.
Just out of reach of your phone, actually.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'd love to, yeah. I'd love to be able to grab it.
I can see it just about 30 centimetres further there. In your grip.
But yeah, the lead-lined wall also doesn't afford me a great deal of signal. In a way, it's fine. And it's a little bit dark, so even if I had a book, I wouldn't really be able to... wouldn't really be able to read it anyway. But again, it's more time to think. You know, it clears away the fog of the day to day and allows you to focus on higher things.
And what did you focus on?
Well, I thought a lot about how I could get unclamped, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. That was kind of
uppermost
in my mind. And then I couldn't. And then I just accepted the fact that this is how I live. And then I did think about trying to get unclamped again, but again, couldn't. So then I would just try and kind of, you know, come back to a sense of stillness and calm. And just kind of that, really kind of in a cycle, sort of back and forth.
Meditative.
Yeah. Very much so.
Absolutely love it. It sounds like a great product that everyone should be getting.
Absolutely. And we've got another one here. So you're very welcome to join.
And I'm sure, you know, once someone buys that product, they can have it once you deliver it to them somehow.
Yes. I do have to think about that. The people behind Clampy take a very dim view of those who de-clamp. You become essentially kind of...
You're ostracized.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
From the clampy community.
Yes. And I think they have inspectors who come and make sure that you are still clamped.
Right.
So basically you pop yourself in.
Well, that's, obviously the clampy costs a certain amount, but,
You're mainly paying the salary of the inspectors.
Yeah. To make sure that you're still using it.
Yeah.
Which is reassuring.
Absolutely, yeah. They don't speak because, obviously, that, you know, that's antithetical to the clampy philosophy. But they do just pass by and observe.
Oh, great! So I guess each clampy has a tracking beacon so that they know where it is.
Yeah.
Now I've heard of some people clampying themselves to a moving object.
Yes. Now, whilst that is technically allowed, it is frowned upon.
Right. Okay.
By
please don't do that.
By Clampy High Office, because often people find themselves then, you know, moving around, experiencing modern life in all of its kind of fast-paced confusion.
Yeah.
Which begs the question of why you clampied yourself in the first place.
Quite. And we don't want you asking that question.
Not at all.
No. You should be doing it on a hard surface where you're not going to move.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing you de-clamp somehow. And apologies to the clampy community. Max will indeed need to do that so that he can deliver these products around the world.
Yeah. Now, I actually wasn't going to announce that because what that has now done.
Wow, your clampy seems to be. There's a little light that's flashing.
Ooh, yeah. Now that's it's slightly tightening. That has actually raised the ire of the inspectors.
So quick. The technology behind this is amazing.
It's incredible stuff.
Yeah.
It is incredible stuff. Yes. No. My declamping was going to be more of a private.
Sorry. I didn't mean to. But there are
no secrets here anymore. So I will. I will simply. Once I've broken free, not that I'd recommend that for anyone else, it's purely a practical thing. I will just simply continue on my deliveries whilst, I suppose, you know, lying low and hiding from the inspectors.
Oh, I thought maybe you had to lie low.
Oh, I did. I mean, I have to lie low currently. I mean, that's, yeah, you'll note the position that I've been recording this entire. It's almost the box splits is sort of.
I did think, you know, maybe you'd find yourself a comfortable seat before clampying.
Ah, well, you know, hindsight is 2020, and the amount of wise decisions I see so clearly now. Now that I've clamped, and that really is it. It focuses the mind.
Of course, it does. Well, if you want your mind focused and your nethers also focused,
very focused,
then the clampy is for you.
It's time for Brambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Ivan, I am feeling good.
Oh, why is that, Max?
Well, not only have my weekly food rations been upped slightly.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. But we don't need to talk about that now. But it's great stuff.
You're getting more than the one bar of... I mean, it just says protein-like substance.
Yeah. It's imitation Huel, basically. But anyway, it doesn't matter. They've upped it slightly.
Great.
Although
two whole bars.
Yeah. Although unfortunately, I do have to actually eat them, which is, I mean, as you remember, it's tough. But yes. But we're getting sidetracked.
Sorry.
Which is easy to do because it's difficult to focus because the imitation Huel contains very little. Little in the way of nutrients. But I'm happy because we are being joined by a special guest in the warehouse, this week's brand ambassador.
Oh, it is so wonderful to be joined once again in this very, very damp warehouse, apologies, by an extremely exciting guest who's got something that they, I mean, I don't want to get too into it before we introduce her, but it's a passion project, I would say.
Absolutely. Our special guest this week is one third of fantastic sketch trio Massive Dad, one half of fabulous podcast Nobody Panic, and one whole of Tessa Coates, acclaimed comedian and actress. It is Tessa Coates. Tessa, welcome to the Sound Deals Warehouse.
Thank you very much for having me. It is very damp in here. It's unpleasant, yes. Isn't it?
I'm so, so sorry about that.
It really is damp in here.
You know, luckily, you only have to be here for 15 minutes. Mm. I only have to be here for about an hour. And then...
And luckily for me, I'm developing webbed feet. So it's... yeah, which is great. It's really amazing what the human body's capable of under the right sort of pressure.
Well, thank you for having me in your home. This is very lovely.
Thank you for bringing this extraordinary product to market. Here at Sound Deals, as you know, I am contractually obliged to try out every single product that we sell for 30 days. And this was no exception. Your wonderful product. I had an extraordinary time. Before I exchange my experiences with our listeners, we'd love you to tell us all about it.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to tell you.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what that product is.
Thank Tank.
The Thank Tank. Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you for introducing it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Max, what did you think using it for 30 days?
Well, it was an all-consuming experience, the Thank Tank. It wasn't necessarily what I thought it would be like. The Thank Tank was full of surprises. Mm. I don't want to step on your introduction as the woman behind the Thank Tank.
The Thank Tank is born, as with many things, out of lockdown. A lot of time on your hands, a lot of alone time, a lot of, you know, pacing captively in your home. Mm. And to me, I just kept thinking, you know, we're just not saying thank you. You know, we're just not saying thank you enough. We aren't putting that out there. And so the Thank Tank is wearable tech. Yes. It's where the future is. And it's a backpack of sorts. The tank aspect is an aqua thing on your back. I say to the untrained eye, it would look like you're wearing a backpack. And attached to the backpack is a sort of fish tank, water. It's actually not water, but we'll get to that in a moment. It's quite large. And you wear it, and the idea is if you don't thank people yourself automatically, is to take that pressure off the day-to-day person.
Yeah.
You've got things to do. You're not always thinking about saying thank you, but you think, oh, I wish I'd said thank you properly in that instance. The Thank Tank does it for you, and it sort of emits this, it's a spray and also a vocal sound, and it comes out at anybody that you have met, have forgotten to thank, or even if you, or preemptively, it's just getting those thank yous out there.
And that's why it's a backpack, is as you're walking away from the person, you have those regrets. They are indeed behind you. The spray will spray backwards at the person, and then the very, I would say it's quite loud.
Yes.
The thank you, but obviously, you know, if they're running, then it will catch them.
It needs to be able to catch up. It's that experience, and to use a French phrase, of course, very early, and I do apologize, but to use this bit, the l'esprit d'escalier, the spirit of the staircase, you know, you've had an interaction, and only as you're leaving and going down the staircase, you think, I meant to say this. I should have said thank you. And so that's why it needs to be loud to, you know, really reach that distance. And it has a sort of pole. The pole is, again, the wrong word, but in layman's terms, it's a pole that comes up, and it has a sort of 360 degree spray mechanism around the top.
Yes. A sprinkler system of sorts.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I mean, listen, it's been a thrill to wear and experience this, and it is just a way of spreading good cheer, and obviously liquid quite liberally.
Yes, not water, as you mentioned.
No. I was very careful with my words there. Quite liberally whenever you're moving, and to some stick in the muds, to the old Elfin Safety Brigade, they might raise a questioning red flag about the wisdom of spraying water on staircases when people are walking up or down them, obviously.
But as we said, it's not water.
It's not water.
That's very true.
It's very viscous.
Our answer to those people is it's not water spraying. It's not water.
That's something we had to fight very quickly in a lot of legal rooms. Originally, mm-hmm. one of the phrases, the hashtag for the product was going to be, it's not water.
It's not water.
It's not water. It is a, it's substance, it's sort of similar to a hand sanitizer. And again, of course, born of lockdown. Yeah. It's a sort of sprayable hand sanitizer thing. But there's more to it than that. And it's actually, that is a bit like... the Colonel and his 11 herbs and spices. I actually won't be revealing fully what is in the
No, there are 11 secret acids, aren't there?
That's
which
right.
which go into the device.
That's right.
Now it's you know, they're not they're not incredibly corrosive, but they do have, and I've discovered this, a very unique and lingering kind of just a faint sting which stays with you over the course of the day.
Mm. But what's great about that sting is that it really does attract your attention. Now, obviously, if you're outside and you feel a light mist of some kind, you might just think, oh, it's about to rain. Yeah. But no, this, the Thank Tank, sprays you in such a force and the feel of that liquid upon your skin really does attract the attention. It makes you stop suddenly. Mm-hmm. I was sprayed several times by Max. Yes,
absolutely. And doesn't that kind of that rash stay with you over the course of the afternoon and really kind of generate a feeling of warmth? I mean, it's hot.
It's literally warm.
Yeah.
And it does make you remember how much that person wanted to thank you.
And that is exactly, you're getting perfectly to the heart of what we were trying to go for with this product. Now, what I think we have achieved, you know, is that people, you look down, they look at that sort of rash forming and they think, God, Max, I remember, you know. And that's the only thing, that if you didn't have that lingering on you, you'd think, oh, did he thank me? I don't remember. I don't know. Oh, there it is. Evidence on my body.
Of course.
It's all about that kind of attitude of gratitude. And for me, the most wonderful element is, as you mentioned, it's not a pole, but to layman's terms it is, which just extends upwards and sprays the liquid not only behind but in front. Mm-hmm. It means that I'm able to thank myself constantly throughout the day, and indeed really do have to. So for 30 days, wherever I went, I was constantly showered with this sort of mist, which kind of, yeah, you know, blotched down onto my skin, and meant that 24/7 I was able to not just thank other people but thank myself.
And that's very much something that we wanted to achieve. In some of the more recent updates for the product, there is add-ons. You can buy additional add-ons, more wearable tech. You can get more of an extended the pole, to get that right, a more of a distance, you know, so you aren't quite as sprayed with it. Also been watching and I'm going to use the phrase Gatling gun. I don't know what that is, but I'm confident that that's, I think, what I'm describing here. But what I mean is something that goes round and round in 360 degrees and sprays intermittently. And I think,
absolutely.
And I think that's called a Gatling gun. I had been watching over lockdown all of Breaking Bad. And not to bring any spoilers here for anyone who hasn't ever seen it, but it does end with a piece of technology in the back of a car, a gun that rises out of the car and then sprays bullets intermittently on a sort of swinging action.
One of the final scenes of the whole series.
Yes.
So yeah. not quite a spoiler, but it is certainly one of the very, very final scenes of the series.
If you are settling down to begin watching Breaking Bad, just to tell you where it's ending, and it's with a Gatling gun. And so it was that spinning action, it was that relentless spray, and that's what I was trying to create, and that's what I think we did achieve, which I'm very proud of.
Incredible. So that will, I mean, this is breaking news from the warehouse. I didn't have the pleasure of sampling either the Extendo pole or the Gatling gun. So that allows you to thank people from a great distance. Mm-hmm, and does the rotating element, is that so that you can thank people who are cartwheeling or thank people of different heights? I mean, what are the uses?
Now you, and I'm sorry, because this is, of course, an audio medium, so I'm sorry that I'm not describing that correctly. I think what you have is an early prototype and perhaps not one of our more... So it's the backpack and then the pole comes directly up above your head. And then that has a second pole at a 90 degree angle. And it's that that can spin this way at a 360 degrees, so on the horizontal. And so it's just like to get that coverage. But it also can, as you say about the different heights, that can raise and lower. It's, of course, it's using quite advanced facial recognition, and it is it moving itself to the height of wherever the people are that need to be sprayed directly.
Absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely extraordinary.
Wonderful.
Wearable tech being taken to new heights and indeed varying heights.
Yes.
Incredible. What's next for the Thank Tank? Surely the world's your oyster at this point.
I just want everyone to know that I've my assistant and my tech design team have just handed me a printout of Wikipedia of what a Gatling gun is, and I can't stress enough how that's not what I was trying to describe.
Get more breaking news.
For some reason, I really thought a Gatling gun would rotate. And again, that's just not. But
you're describing a helicopter propeller that spins around and around and around.
Above the head.
Above the head.
And up and down.
And hits. And up and down.
Like this, kind of like. Head. Yeah.
And yes, then, much like a fairground ride that spins up and down and around and around.
Mm. Absolutely. And could I touch very briefly? Yeah, you've alluded to the noise that the tank makes.
I'd love
if you could tell our listeners a little bit more about the very distinctive sound.
Absolutely. And again, and it also harks back to your earlier question there about what's next for Thank Tank. So some of our very early feedback was that people didn't love the noise it was making. So obviously to get the, it's not water, but to get that up, it takes quite a lot of propulsion. So there's a very mechanical noise of that. And then the actual thank you was initially a recorded voice that we used, and it was quite gruff, and it was this sort of just like, thank you, like that, very, very loud and very.
I remember that. Yeah, you might have noticed a little twitch of recognition in my eye there.
I did see both
because
of you
obviously
sort of recoiled from that.
Yes,
yeah.
I heard that noise kind of on rapid repeat.
I thought it might have been. Was it a celebrity that said that? Thank you.
It was Charles Dance.
Incredible. And I understand that quite a lot of the budget when one buys an edition of the Thank Tank, quite a lot of it just goes to Charles and his voiceover agent, who cut quite a shrewd deal.
Well, actually, and again, I don't want to reveal this on the podcast, but we actually cut that from both his work on Game of Thrones and his work on Babe, Pig in the City.
Right.
Is that Charles Dance? I think it's just
we might need our Gatling gun researcher to confirm whether or not Charles Dance appeared in Babe, Pig in the City.
Well, again, as the CEO of this product, I'm really just saying things here. But I so we managed to find in Game of Thrones, we got a bit of the audio of him just saying the word thank. He's actually not saying thank you. He said you'll want to thank the troops, but we just needed that thank. So he managed to cut the word thank out of that, and we didn't have to tell him because it was such a short amount. And then so then we just have thank. So initially the product was just shouting thank, and we and we made it very deep and loud, and but then we managed to track Charles himself. We needed the you, of course, and we couldn't find that anywhere on Game of Thrones, him saying you. And then
it turns out
that
it turns out that he, him saying thank you, is in Babe, Pig in the City, even though he was not in that.
He wasn't in Babe, Pig in the City. We found the clip in Babe, Pig in the City, but of course that turns out to be. And we thought perfect, but it turns out that's not Charles Dance. That's James Cromwell. So
it's very much a case of a thank from Charles and a you from Cromwell.
And that's what we tried initially, but the two voices, even though those two men look so visually similar, the actual voices, we just couldn't get them to match up. So what we managed to do was find Charles Dance at a Comic-Con And we managed to follow him around with a little, just on our iPhones. And we managed, and eventually what he was shouting was, what do you want? What do you want? And that's what
Excellent.
We needed, the you.
There we go.
So that the is you. Why it has that sort of thank very aggressively in that sort of Game of Thrones style as he plays Tywin Lannister. But then the you is very aggressive and also quite scared, but has an element of violence to it as well, which I think is...
And just, we don't have much more time to talk about the Thank Tank, but I would just love to let the listeners know, how does Game of Thrones finish the final scene?
It is a Daenerys Targaryen on a dragon, rolls in a sort of Gatling gun thing. And she
yes!
just decimates the town. Absolutely decimates the thing.
Wonderful.
Very similar. Wonderful. Very similar.
Very
energy.
Similar. Very similar.
Yes.
Tessa, we're so excited. We love wearable tech here at Sound Deals. Can Max now take off the Thank Tank after 30 days?
He can. He absolutely can. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I could in theory if I could raise my hands above my shoulders.
It does, it'll of course, need an extra person to get it on and off you.
Yes. Yes. Your rash is kind of... I mean, it's... It's all-encompassing now.
It is indeed. And it'll stay with me long after the Thank Tank has been returned to Tessa and the team at head office. But I ironically can't thank you enough for this experience. It will linger, much like the blotches. So yeah, from me to you, thank you to echo the words which reverberate through my skull.
So
Tessa, please let our listeners know how much the Thank Tank is available for.
£8,000 is our current market rate.
Just a little note to the Sound Deals listeners that you, of course, do need to replace the Thank Tank tank after every thank you, and that is an extra £1,000.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Yes, it is. But we are hoping, as we become a bit more prevalent in the marketplace, to, you know, really lower some of those costs. We do want this to be an absolutely universal feature, that every child in America wearing a Thank Tank. That's our dream. That's our goal. Not the UK. We're not interested in the UK market. It's entirely about the
it's
US.
Too small.
Too small.
Tessa Coates, thank you so much for joining us in the warehouse.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to leave. It's been very unpleasant in here. Thank you for having me, Max Niven. Thank you.
And that is all from us this week here at the Sound Deals Warehouse.
Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, Max, for letting me join you in the warehouse.
And thank you, Ivan, for helping... unclamp me.
Yes.
The cat's out of the bag, and the bag is out of the clamp.
Well, congrats on. I see you've chosen not to sit down yet.
No, I think it'll be a while. I choose to do that. But I mean, I'm enjoying. The freedom of movement, I suppose. But I am missing the kind of the singularity of purpose, I suppose.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you know, would you like to clamp just for a little bit longer?
I mean, on a practical level, yes, because I know the inspector is coming fairly soon and they'll take a dim view.
The inspector's coming.
Yeah. But on another very real level, I think my clamping days are perhaps behind me.
Okay.
I've grown as a person, I'll take a lot away and many, many fond memories from my time in the clamp.
Well, I think that sounds absolutely brilliant. And I guess you can't be clamped for much longer, because you need to get out of this warehouse and start taking the amazing products we have to our Sound Deals listeners.
Absolutely. I'll be on my rounds pretty soon.
Yeah, you have to strap yourself into the concrete shoes that you have.
Yep.
And hit
the road.
And then hit that road.
Yeah, the road being, yeah. Attached to my shoes, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll be doing that, yeah, heavily camouflaged so that the inspectors do not travel.
What happens if the clampy inspectors find you and you are, of course, declamped?
Yeah, they're not clear on what happens.
Right.
The sense is that it would behoove me to.
They'll behoove you.
They will behoove me. Yeah, which is a procedure that can be done with the clamp, with the clampy. And it's one I'm keen to avoid.
Fair enough. Okay, well, you get that camo gear on.
Yes, indeed.
And off you go. And in fact, I've got some camo gear of my own to wear because...
You're off to... You're off to another war memorial.
I sure am.
Now, I was doing a bit of research,
yeah,
because I was fascinated by you mentioned you're on L and that you've been going through alphabetically.
Yes,
and I had a quick look at that Wikipedia list that you mentioned, and it turns out there are about 68,000 war memorials.
68,000, yes.
So I'm just sort of intrigued as to how many a day you're visiting if you've got
a lot.
If you've got to L. I mean, talk me through
quite a few.
I would have imagined, and this is my naivety, one. That would have been my
No.
You
really gotta pack them in.
Because you're also going alphabetically.
We are going alphabetically and by rail.
Of course. Yes, goodness me. And yeah, I mean, it feels like you would invoke the freedom pass if you had one, if you're making that level of travel on a daily basis.
Yeah, but you know, she really does believe in paying something to the rail industry
and paying her respects to her, to those who have come before,
which we do every single time we get to a war memorial. We lay a wreath,
right?
Well, you know, we'll bring a wreath or we'll make one on the train, depending.
That's lovely.
Say a couple of words. Maybe get the bugle out.
Oh, you've got... She has a bugle.
She's got a bugle. And yeah, then off we go to the next war memorial.
So how...
alphabetically.
What's the average amount of time that you spend at each
solid 5 minutes?
5 minutes, okay.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that feels...
You get a selfie. I think she's building a blog.
Right.
But I think she wants to publish the blog once she's hit all of them.
Right.
And it's a solemn selfie, you know. We're not.
Well, no.
We're not smiling.
Right? No. It's just, okay. That's lovely. And how many... A day, again, sorry to hone in on that. I'm just...
So the other day,
yeah,
we did two, but that was because the two war memorials were quite far apart.
Okay. What's your record?
We have managed three in a day.
Okay. Not that different.
No. They are far apart.
And you've got to L.
Yes, but we have... We did start on K.
Right. Right. I see.
So we started on K.
Is there a reason?
Yes. Yes, just a favourite letter.
I see.
It was, it's a favourite letter because it was, now I'm not sure I'm allowed to say this, but it was her code name in the army.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was K.
Is this like in James Bond?
Kind of.
When there's Q and M?
Yeah.
She was K.
So she was K. I don't really understand what it means, but it sounds cool.
So she was in the Secret Services?
I guess so.
I mean, you've said you can't reveal exactly.
Yeah. But she got, you know, medals.
Amazing. Did your ex-wife ever tell you about her mum's?
No, they're a bit estranged, to be honest.
Oh.
Yeah, my ex-wife's mum basically found me.
Yeah.
And got in touch with me. Not the other way around, because my ex-wife didn't really... Yeah, they weren't really in touch with each other.
Had you ever met this woman... before?
No, but it's
sorry.
You know, it's just been great hanging out with her, finding out loads more about my ex-wife that, you know, my ex-wife never talked about.
What kind of things?
You know, just stuff like her original name.
Oh, so she's calling her by a different name.
Yeah, different name.
Yeah.
And, you know, how, like, where she grew up and stuff, which was different to where my ex-wife said she grew up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's all very exciting. And you feel, you know, you're having a good time, you feel safe. And
yeah, it's lovely. It's really nice. Really nice.
And this woman, yeah, says, and you just, it's nice. She takes care of you. And
yeah,
you
she sure does.
Visit these war memorials together.
And we go to restaurants.
And you go to chain restaurants often. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, have a great week and be careful. And
thank you.
And do be, yeah, I look forward to, you know, to hearing what's next, where you're, so Manchester next on the agenda.
Yes. I think before that, Macclesfield.
Right. Very nice.
And I, there might be some more in between, to be honest.
Well,
but Manchester's definitely on the list.
It's on the list. Well, listen. Have a wonderful, respectful time and a delicious meal. Do you know where you'll be dining?
I think on the list. There's another list
of restaurants
that we're hitting.
Yep,
we're going Pizza Express.
Okay, very nice. Really good.
Ask.
Yep.
Which is it's another Italian.
It's Italian. These have all been Italian, actually. ZZ Pizza Express. Ask, is it? It's only Italian.
There's Bella Italia, yep, as well.
Would she consider a Frankie and Benny's?
I will see. I'm not privy to the list. All I know is the next restaurant that we're going to.
Okay.
And obviously the ones we've been to.
Yes.
So we've not been to a Frank and Benny's yet.
Okay.
But who knows? Maybe we will. Well, I guess that's it, Max.
Yeah. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you so much. I hope you're able to sit sometime soon.
So do I.
And sorry. Wait, what?
Hold on a minute. What's that?
What's that
uh-oh
sound?
Oh,
I think.
Is that recalls?
Yeah.
Oh, odd. Not really had this before. But yeah, a couple of products to be recalled. We'll just let you know what they are now.
Yeah, rattle through them.
Mm. Harrow cards.
Yes, we apologise for sending out not Harrow cards, not even Eton cards, I'm afraid. We were sending out some comprehensive cards and we must recall them.
They got surprisingly good results despite being very underfunded in their production, but people were understandably upset as it was not what they ordered.
Libido nuts.
Libido nuts or libido nuts.
The question was it libido nuts or libido nuts? Two very different products. Either way, everyone who ordered them suffered from a libido nut allergy, and as such, the product has been taken off the shelves, however it's pronounced.
But congrats to everyone who's having a lot of sex after eating these products.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi cluster.
Ah, yes, the helmet you wear to increase your Wi-Fi.
Thoughts and prayers with the family of everyone who put on that helmet. Ill-advisedly, we now know.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.